Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
The person I feel the most emotionally guarded with, I think that's definitely Cowboy N. The one thing, I really want my male, male, female. I really do. I want two guys on me at once. And I remember just thinking, oh, fuck, well, I'm definitely going to get mine. I mean, you know, when he started, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get mine. Not once, but twice.
All right. Hello, everyone. Well, let's get into the Q&A. Sorry, it's been a while. I've been backlogged on this stuff, and this is not really even touching my pile here, my reserve of questions, but I'm going to try to get through as many as I can. And then, since the year's going to be winding down, and it is, let's see, today is the last day in November, and we're going to be moving into December. So that means I've got, 32 days left of this, technically. So I will be getting through more Q&A for sure. Okay, so the first question, well, this is kind of redundant, but it says, are you really going to end the Curious Girl Diaries? I don't know. Should I just give you a cliffhanger? Should I say, maybe I'm changing my mind. I might keep it going. Well, I guess I'd like to leave the door open if I could. But seriously, no, I am going to end it. Believe me, I've probably changed my mind about this a few times. And back in the summertime, I know when I did that podcast with Dee, I mean, I was just dead set on being done with it. And kind of as I moved through the summer, I was just really getting sick of it. And it's mostly, maybe I shouldn't say getting sick of it. It's just mostly about the sharing. And, you know, for whatever reason, I kind of moved into a stingy phase where I just didn't want to have to share anymore. And it's a byproduct of, you know, all the stuff that this brings up in me, seeing these different people, having these feelings, you know, some relationships are strong, deeper than others. Some, you know, are more about just having fun. It varies. It's such a wide range. And so, you know, if you can imagine, everybody's bringing different things up in me, and it's like a relationship, but times, you know, four or five people, and it's like you're on steroids. You know, you can't kind of catch a break to even really process anything because you don't have enough downtime to get clear. But I think that, yes, it really has to see its end because it's, as I said, I've said many times, it's just not sustainable. It's one person. And I know I mentioned before that I consider changing the formatting a bit, and I'm still tinkering with that. So how about this? I will leave it at this. I will say 95% yes. I'm going to close the book. That door is closing. And then 5% says, I'll think of something else to do with this and a way to transition the format into something that is, you know, can stand the test of time or go a little bit longer without being such a big commitment from me. So there's my new revised answer. Now on the next Q&A, I could have a different answer because, sorry, I reserve the right to change my mind at any minute. I am a woman. Okay. But there you go. It went from 100% yes, I'm done with this bullshit to, well, there's a 5% chance I may change my mind. Okay. Next question. Oh, why are you ending The Curious Girl Diaries, and do you have mixed emotions about it? Well, I think I kind of just went into that, but sure, of course I have mixed emotions about it. Yeah, I mean, I do. Like I said, at first I was just like, I am done. I'm done with this, overdone. And now I'm a little nostalgic, I guess. There's a part of me that's feeling like, oh, do I really want to end this? But I think I believe that I really, really do. So, the format as it exists right now, yes, I want to end that. And if I think of something else, then I'll move it in that direction. But certainly, yes, I do have mixed emotions about it, for sure. Okay. When this is over, will you please tell us who your favorite is? Well, I've always said no to the, will I say who my favorite is? And if I have a favorite and all that, I get that question comes up quite a bit. Will I divulge that? Maybe. I mean, I'm going to be doing, between now and the end of the year, there's a lot of wrap-up stuff to do, and I really need to go back. I need to go back and listen to everything from start to finish so that I can properly wrap this up. I've just been in it, I mean, I haven't looked at it retrospectively, and that's going to be really interesting to do. So, and when I go through all that and start doing some of the, kind of final podcasts, kind of covering where I was and where I am and all that, will I throw in there maybe who my favorite was, or maybe get a little more expressive on how I was feeling? I think so. I don't know if I'll say specifically this person's my favorite, but I may put some hints in there. How about that? Because I've been tight-lipped about it. Okay. I know. Another cliffhanger. I guess I'm not being very direct today. That's just my mode. Okay. Why do you post so few pictures of yourself? Well, I don't know. That's a good question. You know what? I don't, it just sort of when, the, usually if I post a picture, there's a specific reason. It's done sort of in fun, or, I just have a wild hair. I'm just in that mode. I don't just really like sit down and start snapping pictures of myself. I don't always like myself in pictures. I mean, it's, there's probably a lot of, girl psychology in there as to, why I don't post a lot of pictures of myself. I'm just not, I know some people constantly do it and they take a lot of pictures of themselves and they're always posting. I've said this before. I'm also still kind of private. I mean, I feel like you just don't know where those pictures are going to end up or who's going to use them or whatever. And you got to be careful about being too exposed. I just don't like that. So, and it's not been something that I've just done a lot. It's not like I have other social media sites that I'm fond of or post a lot of pictures of myself there either. I'm just not super into that. I will try to get some more out before the end of the year for sure. I'll see if I can, maybe I'll try to really say, okay, I'm going to put on some different outfits and I'm going to take some pictures and, I'll do like everybody else does. And I'll just like blast them out there. I'm kind of open to a lot of things right now. Like I said, it's the end of the year. Hey, why not? I'll just bombard. I'll just blow up the internet with pictures of myself. Okay. Let's see. This next set of questions I have to pull up on a different screen here. Sorry, give me 1 second. I wasn't totally ready. Damn it. I told myself to open this up before I started. So I get a lot of questions from people that, you know, frequently, that listen, like, they're kind of like fans. And one of the guys that, you know, so he's a, like, I get what I was meaning to say there is I get a lot of repeat questions. And, or I'm sorry, repeat people, you know, that have been listening for, that are kind of like fans. I mean, they, you know, they listen to every episode and they send in questions all the time. And with those people, a lot of times I answer them directly. But every once in a while, like this time, Larry, hello, Larry, he sent me a bunch of questions at once. And I think what prompted him was after listening to my, the last podcast I put up, which I did get a lot of questions about that, by the way. I don't mean to sidetrack here. I did get a lot of questions about that. People saying, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm fine. Yes. That's just, you know, that's just what you're hearing. That's what I'm saying. That's the real stuff of this whole sexual road trip. I mean, you have times where you're just like, fuck, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. And if you can imagine, you know, when you have a relationship, you know, as you're getting to know people or getting to know one person or experiencing different things with one person, you know, you go through these all kinds of stuff, right? Well, like I was saying earlier, imagine that times five and boom, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's physically and emotionally. Well, we know about the physical part, but you know, it takes a lot out of you. So, anyway, but back to Larry and all of his lovely questions. So he sent in a bunch of questions and I just said, you know what? I'm going to answer these on a podcast. So here we go. Okay. He says, who is the person you feel the most emotionally guarded with? The person who could have your heart if you let them. Oh, Larry. Okay, this is going to be like a two. All right, how am I going to spin this? I don't like this. This is a dangerous question. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Okay. The person I feel the most emotionally guarded with, I think that's definitely Cowboy N. And, you know, that to me is, I think a big part of that is this whole, you know, is the submissive stuff. It's, you know, it requires more and it's pushed me into just a different unfamiliar place. And then therefore that makes me feel guarded, you know, and like, oh, this is, you know, I mean, I feel like I have to protect myself. So definitely, you know, the person that, yeah, I would say that's, yeah. So definitely, you know, who am I the most emotionally guarded with? Definitely Cowboy Ann. And then the second part of that was the person who could have your heart if you let them. Larry, I don't want to answer that. I might answer that privately with you. I don't think I want to podcast that, even though I know I should, because that's what I said. That's what I signed up to do. Okay, I know I should answer that. I do have an answer to that, but I'm not going to answer it. All right, sorry. Larry, I will email you or I'll message you directly on that one, on the second part of that. Okay. Did I ever get the measurements on D? Everyone's curious, including me. No, I didn't. You know what? I don't know. You know, when I mentioned it to him, I think at first he thought it was funny and then I think it might have been a little off-putting. I don't know. I just left well enough alone. I mean, It's just big, guys. What can I say? It's, you know, it's thick. It's thick. So, no, I did not. Sorry. We'll have to, that'll just have to be a mystery. Okay, next question from Larry. What one thing on your bucket list did you not check off? And when this is over, will it still get checked off? Well, there's several things on my bucket list I still haven't checked off, but the year's not over. Don't count me out yet. Okay. And I think, you know, I do think that anything that I didn't check off, there are definitely things I would like to do, but there's certainly things that I could live without. And that's probably why they haven't been checked off. So I will definitely try to get those done. And, but if I don't get them done, then, you know, it's not going to be, it won't be a priority anymore. But the one, to just answer your question a little more directly there, the one thing, I really want my male, female. I really do. I want two guys on me at once. Abso-fucking-lutely. All that attention. Two cocks. Being totally filled. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's overtaken everything at this point. So, I have, you know, and that was supposed to be with B.E. and Clark, but, and, you know, that maybe that could still happen. I don't know. It's interesting how as the end of the year rolls around, everybody's changing their perspectives a little bit as well, not just me. So I think that Clark would still be up for it. I don't know where B.E.'s mindset is on that anymore. I don't think he wants to do the threesomes anymore. And I don't want to, you know, speak for him, but, you know, the last, when we spoke last, that was the impression I got. And so he was, that was really kind of my ideal, was him and Clark. That's my big fantasy there. So I don't know that it's going to happen. Okay. Next question from Larry. Who surprised you the most sexually? We all make assumptions, then wham. The cover didn't match the book. surprised me. Well, it kind of sounds like what you're saying is like who was, I guess, the least good and bad? I mean, gosh, I'd have to go back in my memory banks. I mean, that'd have to be somebody that had to be like a one-hit wonder. That'd have to be somebody I didn't see again. That's kind of unfair too. I hate to say who it would be. Well, I don't know. Shoot, you're stumping me, Larry. Well, I think if I go back to, gosh, what was that guy's name? What did I call him? I know his real name. I can't say it. You know, the guy that I did, that I wrote Ugly Fucking about, that I wrote that post about Ugly Fucking. If you go back in the blog, the guy that I ugly fucked. Yes. Even though I ugly fucked him, what surprised me, I'm going to clarify that. Even though I ugly fucked him, what surprised me was the oral was so fucking good. yeah, I came twice. And for me, the first time I'm with somebody, sometimes it's hard for me to come at all, but least of all through oral. I mean, that usually takes, you know, someone kind of really getting to know what I like. And, you know, because sometimes guys are all over the place with that. It's like, no, no. You know, I mean, I don't know who they were with before, but that doesn't work for me. And when it's the first time you're with somebody, you know, you haven't had a lot of talks about, you know, kind of what you like and what you don't like. I mean, you have generically speaking, but, you know, so, yeah, that was surprising. And I remember just thinking, oh, fuck, well, I'm definitely going to get mine. I mean, you know, when he started, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get mine. Not once, but twice. And then I also had an orgasm through intercourse, too. But definitely with the oral, that was a big surprise for me. He just, he knew what to do. Maybe I shouldn't let that guy go. He did keep coming after me for a while. And I feel bad I ghosted him. That was the only person I really ever ghosted. That was not right, but I apologized to him for it. I said, I'm really sorry I handled that poorly. So, maybe I can resurrect that. Okay. Let's see. Oh, next question from Larry. Did you ever get to try BE's sex machine? Well, not yet, Larry. I hope I get to. He's been in Rome and for quite a while. He just got back and just a few days ago. And as a matter of fact, he was wanting to get together. So as it turns out, I've been also thinking about that sex machine too. And you know what I really want him to do with it? I want him to... So I guess you can also use it for double penetration. So I want to be doubly penetrated by it. And then I want him licking my clit while that's going on. It's kind of like my female. That would be acting out my male, female, female fantasy. Cause I would always want to have a woman lick my clit while I'm getting fucked. And this would be just as good, maybe even better because it's BE. So we'll see. Hopefully, again, like I know I got to kind of like I've got a lot to do before the end of the year and it's the holidays. So, you know, I'm really under a time crunch. Okay. And then another question from Larry here. You were pretty vague about what BE said. Can you elaborate on what exactly caused you to reflect? Well, I know you want me to elaborate exactly on it. I'll just say this. I think like most people in relationships, I have a pattern. I really, really I'm aware of it, and I've really tried my best to break a lot of those patterns. It's just the things that really just don't serve me well. One of those items is that I'm very guarded, and very few people really, really know me well. And even in relationships, you know, even boyfriends, it takes a long time for me to open up to somebody. I don't know why that is. You know, I can't point to like, oh, my dad was an asshole and beat me, or, you know, I mean, like, it's just my personality. You know, I let people in slowly, but the barrier for entry is high, and I get there, you know, I eventually get there, but it does take a while. So what BE was just really pointing out is that fact, you know, in a nutshell, you know, I don't want to discuss all that. Like, I don't want to discuss all the things that we spoke about privately, you know, I mean, all the fine points. I mean, obviously, right? You know, that was a deep conversation. It was a great conversation, and it was, you know, it's very personal to me between he and I. So I don't really want to give all that away, but You know, the nutshell part would be, you know, the biggest thing just was me going, holy shit, you know, I mean, you thought you were working on this one aspect. You thought you were going to be more open. And probably what ended up happening is as I started to like some of these guys, like really like them, I got more, the opposite happened. I got more, you know, like, uh-oh, I better be more private. You know, I better be more reserved. And that comes off to the other person as that I don't really like them very much. And that's not that it's counterintuitive, but that's not it's absolutely not the case. So that's probably the biggest thing, you know, that I'm reflecting on. And then, you know, and then sometimes you are really comfortable with somebody and they get to know a lot about you. And then you kind of put the brakes on because you're like, oh shit, you know, they're getting in there, it's getting too deep. Mayday, mayday. And again, you know, it's a pattern that I do tend to repeat. So it would be nice if I could knock that shit off, but I don't know quite how to not do it. Okay. Next question from Larry. He has a lot of them. Who or what was your biggest regret during this journey? Who or what was my biggest regret? I don't think I have one. I really don't. No, I really don't. I mean, everything, I'm trying to think. I appreciate everything that's happened in this, you know, almost 2-year span. And it's been so enlightening, and not all of it's been fun, of course, but a lot of it's very fun. I mean, come on. Have you guys listened? Do you know what I've been up to? So I don't think I really have a big regret, or I wouldn't try to do it any other way or change anything. I mean, everything aligns perfectly the way that it's supposed to. I don't always get the result that I want, but I also understand that that's the way things are just supposed to be. So, I'll think on that. I mean, as I go back and listen, I may readdress that question again, but right now I'm a pretty happy camper. I mean, there's nobody that I would say, even the guy I ugly fucked. I mean, those are all important experiences, you know, I got the big takeaway from that. I'm like, okay, don't do that again. You know, like, there you go. You learn a lesson. I'm grateful. No, I don't think I can think of anything, but you know, maybe something will come in there. Okay. Last question from Larry. Can I interview your girlfriends to get their perspective on you and your adventure? I would submit my questions for their answers. I don't expect this to be live, although. Okay. Actually, I will message you after I'm done with this podcast. I'm going to be going to see Marianne tonight. Now, maybe you can give me some questions to ask her. That would be fun. And maybe we'll have some drinks in us and then we'll really let the shit roll. All right. Well, thanks, Larry. That's I know that was a lot of questions, so I said I'd answer them on this podcast, and I appreciate you listening all this time and just staying with me and, you know, always checking in on me, and just, you're a really stand-up guy. Your wife is very lucky, and I know you guys have a great relationship, and I love that. Okay. All right, so next question, and back to the regular regular mix of questions here. Are you and BE still seeing each other? Well, we're supposed to, I just mentioned earlier, he'd been in Rome for a long time, but we were messaging and chatting while he's over there, and he's back. So we do have plans, or we set up some tentative plans to get together this coming week. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. Okay. I message you all the time. And sometimes you chat a lot and other times you don't say a word. Why is that? Well, that's because if you haven't heard me say it on a podcast before, I get a lot of messages. I do my best to get on there and respond. And it usually has to be fast. I mean, it's like I just cleared one little inbox out. I don't know, maybe 10 hours ago. And now I'm looking at 43 messages. So I will get in there and I will, go quickly through. And a lot of times it's just an emoji response, or it's a thanks, great, or a wink or whatever, letting someone know, thank you. I mean, I do appreciate people reaching out to me. But it's really hard for me to sit and chat one-on-one all the time with everybody. You can see why that's not realistic. So I do my best, and it's just kind of a matter of time management. It's nothing personal. I just can't always, I can't always devote that much time to it. So there you go. Okay. In the pictures you post, this one was saying I don't post any pictures. This guy notices I do. That's kind of funny. Okay. In the pictures you post, you have a belly button ring, and in others, you don't. Are some pictures older than others? No, they're all, I don't post old pictures of myself, by the way. I have if I did, I would note it as such. I don't like people who catfish or bait and switch or any of that garbage. I get it. Look, on the internet, people can be anybody they want to be. But also, some of the guys that I see follow me on Tumblr, they would be up my ass if I was posting some old picture. They'd be like, what is that? They're reflective, while they're just of my, body or whatever. I think there's one that where you can see my eyes or part of my eyes. I don't like to, as you guys know, I don't like to show my face, for privacy reasons. All the pictures I do have they're recent and they're accurate, of what my physique looks like. Now to the belly button ring, I just recently took it out. I don't know when it was. It was some at some point in the summer. I'm trying to think if I can pinpoint when that was. And you know what's weird? I don't even know why I did it. I just got a wild hair and took it out. And then I think I just, for the first time, honestly, I just kind of felt like, I think I might be over it. I think I might be over this belly button ring thing. I've had it for quite a while. I'm trying to think how long it's been. At least 10 years. And, might just be time to let it go, So I haven't put it back in. The hole's there, I could. But I think, if you look closely, you can still see the hole there. I just don't, kind of thought, I'm over it. So that's the deal. There's a slight chance I could put it back in, but for now I'm liking the plain look. Nothing ornamental in my belly button. Okay. Hope that answered that one. Let's see. What do you love most about being submissive? Well, I don't know that it's weird. I don't know that I, again, I always get kind of sensitive to this. I don't, do I consider myself submissive? I can't. Yes. When I am being submissive, what I enjoy most about it is my mind being shut off. It's like just tuning out the noise of the day, the stress of the day, whatever's going on that's got your attention. It's like just flipping a switch and having silence and peace and not, and only focusing on almost kind of one thing at a time, whether it's the sound of the other person's voice, the physical stimulation that they're, that you're getting from them. There's very few instances, you know, where I can totally, and ways and means, I guess I should say, that where I can totally shut my mind off. I can do that through yoga. And I love that. But I'm not, at the same token, it's not an experience I'm having with another person. So, and also, it's not often that I'm, you know, I'm totally focused on another person and not having, you know, my own dialogue running somewhere in the background, right? So that's unusual. You know, it's really unusual. So that's what I just enjoy most about it. It's the presentness, the being present, I guess, and the awareness and the hyper, you know, being hyper focused on one person, and also the fact that everything else that would normally be coming in, you know, the big garbage dump of thoughts, isn't happening. So that's, for me, it's like, can I just get a pill? They gotta have a pill that does that. I want it. It's very cool. Yeah. I mean, and it's a big draw. I mean, you'll be craving that. You'll be wanting that. You know, you'll be needing, like, please just shut my fucking mind off. You know, it's hot. So that's what I love about it. Okay. Are you submissive with every guy you see? No. That's kind of an interesting question, because, you know, when Dee said that I had submissive tendencies, I kind of hit the roof when a little bit, you know, I was like, wait a minute, whoa, what are you talking about? And then originally in the very beginning, I think Titanic kind of saw that in me too. But I was just like, huh? You know, other people saw it before I did. But I think in my mind, the difference is with other guys, aside from Cowboy N, I don't consider myself submissive with them. I just don't. The only person that I've ever actually considered myself submissive to in the bedroom would be Cowboy N. And that's just, you know, there's a big difference in an interaction with him, you know, in my quote unquote submissiveness versus an interaction with D or BE or anybody else, you know, prior to that. it's just different. So I guess the answer to that is, are you, you know, am I submissive with every single guy? No, no. Because I can't, not everybody gets me there, gets me in that headspace. And that's what it really is. It's the headspace. So, you know, I've often thought, it's interesting. This is kind of, it is an interesting question because I've often thought, well, I need to experiment. I need to find other just straight up dom guys and have some experiences with them because I don't really have anything to compare it to. And I can tell you what, you know, my it's sort of a blessing and a curse, but like when I'm very loyal, and when I say put somebody in a category, like they get in their box, that's their box. And I don't let other people come in and kind of compete for that space. But it can work against me, especially it has in times in business, you know, because I'm loyal to the point where, you know, like I should have let somebody go a long time ago. And I just, you know, I kind of give chance after chance after chance. And, you know, I do business with people I like. So there's also I like somebody, you know, and I want them to keep being great like they were in the first place. But yeah, I mean, I certainly have thought that I need to try to see if I can expand that with someone else and just see what that's like. So, you know, that's always something I've kind of rolled around in my mind. But, you know, it's also like it's a need that's being met. So I'm not hot after trying to make that happen, you know, trying to find another dom. But I'm certainly interested in, you know, seeing, getting someone else's style, seeing what that's all about. Okay. Let's see here. Next question. After listening to your most recent podcast, I wonder if any of these guys really know you. Well, being very, very honest, probably not. It, like I said, it takes a long time to really, really get to know me. And with my attention split so many different ways, it's hard for me to let that wall down so that someone can really get over it, jump over the fence here. So, you know, they know me well. I mean, they know, believe me, they certainly know some, they've seen some very private sides of me, you know, and especially with, you know, losing my mom. I mean, you know, I leaned on a lot of these guys, you know, I mean, they were great. And, God, especially D, he just really knew the right things to say and how to listen. And yeah, so, I mean, there's part, you know, they know some very deep parts of me. And, but again, it's not concentrated time together. You know, it's, even though it's been over the long haul, it's been years. It's not a one-on-one committed every day relationship. So, you know, again, I would say that the answer to that question, if they do, you know, do any of these guys really know you? No. Nope. Not that they don't know me, but they just don't know. There's more to know. So, Okay. And then I have, let's see here. I've got to open up another window here. I got to jump into another little message box. This guy, Brent, I'll just use his first name. I'm really curious what you look like. Where can I see a picture of you, please? Well, you cannot see a picture of my face, Brent, because I don't show that, which I've talked about several times. But my body, you can see some pictures of my body up on Tumblr. So if you're coming from the website, just hit the Tumblr link there down at the bottom, and that should take you to my page. And then you can search in that blog for pictures of me. All right. There you go. Okay. And this last one is from Greg. This was a suggestion for a podcast. I'm not going to do a podcast about this because when I answer it, you'll know why. His question is, and I could direct you, by the way, Greg, I could direct you to somebody, and I may do that, who, a Dom that I've recently made friends with. I have questions for him. I mean, I'm actually going to interview him and put a pod, you know, we're going to do a podcast together, but I have a ton of questions for him. You should listen to that when I post that, but, I might just try to link you two together because I'm not gonna be able to answer this, but I'm going to read it out. How to go from being Dom curious to a Dom. Thanks for your podcast sharing how you like being submissive. That helps me understand that part. I have not had the chance for either with past lovers, and I am interested in being a Dom, but I don't want to be a poser. How do you get started? Okay, here it is, Greg. You're asking me, who has my little submissive training wheels on, how to get started being a Dom? I just don't have a fucking clue. I'm sorry. You are asking, if you want to learn, it's like, if a man wants to learn about being a man, he gets that from his dad. I don't mean that, you know, he can't get it from his mom, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just the wrong person to ask. You should go to a Dom and ask him. He'd be able to, you know, somebody that's been in this a long time would be much more equipped to answer that question. Also, I think I do have some resources I can direct you to too. So I will get back to you with that. But unfortunately, my dear, there's no way I can answer that. I'm still trying to figure out my own little submissive world. And it's a deep, deep rabbit hole. There's so many different ways to go with it. But it's interesting, though. I mean, I hope that if you're interested in it, you do start to explore that in yourself. And you may not be, don't worry about being anybody else other than yourself, because one of the things I have found in doing this is the strange ass, judgy weirdness that comes up from people who, you know, think that it has to be so black and white. It's funny, for a culture that's so liberal, right? Like a kind of a counterculture. That's something that's been a counterculture for so long. That's now more out in the light and a little more quote unquote in vogue. It's surprising how you'd think that this would be an open-minded bunch, and many are, by the way. But there's, you know, there's a handful of just real sticklers, you know, who want to try to tell you that you have to be, you know, that you are or you aren't unless you're this exactly this way. Well, I don't believe that. You know, I don't buy into that bullshit at all. So that would be that's probably the best thing I could leave you with is, A, if you're interested in it, absolutely go and do and explore it. Learn about it. I know there's classes you can take. I think you're in my neck of the woods. There's, BE went and took a class on, was it flogging or spanking or something? I don't remember. Anyway, there's classes you can take. to learn more about it. And then there's plenty of websites too that have a lot of good information, but also talking to just another, like a Dom, you know, and letting him impart all of his wisdom on you. But I think it's something you really should do. It's very fun and exciting, and you will tap into sides of yourself that you didn't know were there, and you'll go, holy shit, how have I been walking around this long and didn't know this about myself? That's the fun part. So yeah, I hope that's helpful, Greg. I'm sorry I wasn't really able to give you much other than that, but I think I can at least get you going in the right direction. Okay, well, that is going to wrap up the Q&A for this time. Like I said, I still have my interview with the Dom coming out. I still need to do my mass recap of my summer and fall with Cowboy N. All that time we spent together. And then just what else? I'm still backlogged on the Q&A. There's more Q&A coming, and hopefully some more. Well, not hopefully. There's more encounters to be discussed as well. So everybody, stay tuned. I'm gonna try to get as much out as I can between now and the end of the year. And just remember, it's 90%. I'm closing the books on the Curious Girl Diaries, and 5%. There's that 5% option. So you guys feel free to keep messaging me and weigh in on that, because I'm open, 5% open, you know, you could turn the tide. All right, thanks guys.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.